hasn't seen an episode of CSI or Bones featuring crime scene experts in forensic science or teams of investigators using high-tech investigation techniques to solve a murder. Well, all kinds of gadgets seem to hold the key to these murder mysteries. And actually, experts from all over Canada are meeting in Montreal this week to share their insights and expertise about new techniques and talk about the impact also these TV shows have had on their investigations. Well, joining us now is Alexandre Baudouin, a forensic scientist with the Sûreté du Québec. Good afternoon, Mr. Baudouin.
Good afternoon.
So tell us, is CSI work in real life really what we see on TV?
Actually, I would say that CSI is using some kind of technology that we're using in the real life in the field. So yes, they're using the same thing that we are, but actually they got a lot more result that we could have, because actually it's kind of it's always Hollywood type. So you know what? In the real life, we don't always find fingerprints. So
in other words, is it just that they always happen to find the fingerprints, or is it also that it takes a lot longer in real life, perhaps?
It takes a lot longer, for sure, and they are always finding something. We are not always finding something, for sure, because you couldn't make sure that every time you go to a crime scene, you will find something. It all depends all the criminals did his crime, so you don't know in advance. Actually, the guy in Hollywood didn't know in advance where the guy's going to touch the table, so it will be able for him to find a fingerprint.
Does the SQ or the Montreal police have all those high-tech gadgets that we see on the shows, though?
I would say in part, yes. What we must remember there is that sometimes that kind of gadget is shown in CSI because they look good, but actually they don't work well. So it's all a question of assessment. Did we have the technology to give the best result or not? So if it's look good in CSI, we don't care about the result. Actually, they will find the fingerprint anyway. But in the real life, our job is to find fingerprint to have more evidence to help in the investigation. So we must find the technique that worked the best, not the more flashy one.
Okay, Mr. Baudouin, I'll ask you about those techniques in just a moment. We're going to take a break for traffic and weather, and we'll be right back. We're talking with Alexandre Baudouin, a forensic scientist with the Sûreté du Québec. And Mr. Baudouin, are there certain things, elements in a case when you go on a crime scene that are particularly difficult to deal with, things that we don't have the techniques for?
I would say that a few years ago, a technique that would be difficult to apply was to find fingerprint on wet paper, for example. That would be a kind of an example of something that could be very, very difficult to find something. So finally, we developed here at the Sûreté du Québec a new technique to find fingerprint on wet paper, which is called oil redo, which is a technique that makes the staining on of the lipid fingerprint, which is kind of grease that you got on your finger, onto the paper, so you can find a fingerprint after a while, even if it's got to the water.
Talk to us about some of the cases that you've had to deal with. Perhaps a case that's either very complicated or a case that's been particularly hard to deal with emotionally.
Okay, let's say, for example, a murder that we got a few years ago, that was a cold case that was brought to the laboratory. We haven't found any fingerprint, and the case was 21 years old. So now we got the Oredo as a new technology right now. So we tried the Oredo on it, and then we find two fingerprints on it. So actually, that was the kind of technique that helped us to go further and help the investigation, because we could find more suspect and go more further in the investigation, and got all the information we need to try to at least solve the case.
How do we go back to cold cases like that? How do you know that, you know, is it on, how do you file things so that you know that, oh, maybe now we can solve this particular cold case that was 21 years ago?
It's all about networking. The investigator are working a lot with us. So when they heard about the new technique, when we got something new, usually we try to send the information around in our police corps department to make sure that everybody is aware of it. So if then the investigator got cold case that has been filed and waiting for more detail to go ahead, then they could open it and send it back to the laboratory, and we could go further in this.
Now, not that I really want to help out some criminals out there, but you said that until recently, for example, lifting fingerprints off of wet paper was impossible. What remains difficult right now? What are people in your industry within forensic science still trying hard to figure out how to take a sample of?
I would say that, let's say, for example, fabrics. Fabrics is not easy to develop fingerprint. We could, but it's really not easy to do it. So actually, that could be a kind of a surface where we could have problem to find fingerprint. But let's say, for example, another thing, let's say wet paper that is black. Actually, the color is not very nice to find something on it. So presently, we're developing over here a kind of a technique to find fingerprint, which is on black paper, for example, which is fluorescent with the laser. So with that kind of technique, we could find fingerprint, which is on black paper, and then develop it and keep a photograph of it.
Are we seeing, though, we were talking about TV shows at the beginning of the interview, and I'm just wondering if people, now that people see so many movies and TV shows and books written about these kind of subjects, are criminals becoming more intelligent about the way they carry out crimes? Are they using more gloves? Are they not touching as many things? Is it more difficult now?
I wouldn't say difficult, because actually, first, the criminal must look at it. That's the first part. After this, if you look at it, you must apply it. But you know, we got a lot of new technique going out now, right now. The field hasn't goes as fast as it goes right now till a lot of time. So I would say that presently the new technology is bringing us further and further every day. So if you see something in CSI, probably is not the last technology yet. So probably there's something new in the field that you're not aware of right now. So for sure the guy could try to make the perfect crime, but I haven't even heard about the perfect crime for now. So every time you touch something, you could left fingerprints, you can give DNA, you know, we got a lot of stuff to collect.
All right, Mr. Baudouin, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Alexandre Baudouin, a forensic scientist with the Sûreté du Québec.